by voting against the plans, which aim to send failed asylum seekers to the African country. Many public services have ground to a halt in Northern Ireland as around 150,000 workers are on strike. Hospitals, schools and transport are all badly affected. Belfast nurse Adele Coulter says she and her colleagues are fed up.
We're the worst paid nurses in the whole of the UK. We're talking thousands of pounds difference between what nurses in Northern Ireland earn compared to England, but thousands again compared to Scotland. Pay is intrinsically linked to recruitment and retention.
The pay rise being complicated by the political crisis at Stormont, where a DUP boycott means there's no functioning government. At least seven people have been killed after Pakistan launched airstrikes in Iran. They come days after Iranian attacks on militants in Pakistani territory. Around 50,000 people are facing tax bills of up to tens of thousands of pounds after a crackdown on so-called loan schemes. HMRC is demanding people whose salaries were paid in the form of loans pay taxes that should have been settled by employers. Campaigners say it's linked to 10 suicides. 4 years ago, healthcare worker Michael Squires received a demand for £24,000.
HMRC is not out of pocket. The umbrella companies aren't out of pocket. The agencies that pushed it on out of pocket, it's only the end worker, and we're just normal people.
HMRC insists it offers support arrangements. Sainsbury's has announced plans to wind down its banking division. It wants to focus on its retail business instead. And Emma Raducanu is into a deciding set against Wang Yifan in their second round match at the Australian Open tennis. Cameron Norrie progressed after a five-setter with Giulio Zappieri. That's the latest. I'm Theda Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it is a chilly 3 degrees today, sunny and a gentle breeze. You've got the sunshine taking off a little bit of the cold, but it is very, very cold, going down overnight to -3. As from tomorrow and getting up to the weekend, it's going to start get, well, actually from Saturday, it's start going to get a little bit warmer, and by hopefully by Sunday, it'll be back up to 12 degrees. In fact, it's looking it might be 15 degrees on Tuesday. So fingers crossed, over the next couple of days, the temperatures are going to rise.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Wood on Phoenix and 98 FM. Thanks very much to Mike Porter for the last 3 hours of the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next couple of hours, and I've got guests in the studio today as well. So looking forward to having a chat. It's book club this month with Sylvia Kent. Finding updates on Brentwood Writer Circle, Brentwood Billericay Readers, and also a 60-second history and other bits as well. Be a happy new year to Sylvia. Can we still say that on the 18th? I think we still can. Carly Anne Osborne is going to be my guest. We're talking about her book, What We Can Be, and I think it might be a little bit on the saucy side, so we're going to have to be daytime radio, be careful, but looking forward to chatting to this local writer about her book, and it's got great reviews on Amazon. So that's Carly Anne Osborne. Her book is called What We Can Be, and it's got rave reviews, so it's great to have a chat. Be chatting to her after 12 o'clock, and Sylvia will be chatting to about 11:50. So that's all coming up on the show. Plus, I've got loads of great music from Hurricane Highway. I've got Carlos Abril, Amelia Rose, and some other tunes as well. I'm going to throw in Stereo Club. Not literally, but yeah, I've got a few more. Hopefully, got some more interviews next week with artists and some live music in the studio over the next coming weeks, which will be amazing. Amazing. Why do I always sound so peculiar? So yeah, today, hopefully, should be the day that the boiler engineer comes in. Now, this is not his fault, because I've waited to have this particular boiler engineer because he did my next door neighbour's house. Now, I could have got my boiler done really, really quickly, could have gone somewhere else, but I wanted to use somebody that's already been used by somebody I know, and you know they've done a good job. You know, it's like word of mouth type of thing. Also, one company came back with a quote, but I wasn't too sure. Just didn't fit, done something about them I just didn't feel good about. And the other people just didn't come back at all. They were meant to be giving me a call, I think I actually messaged them and they never come back. I know it's a busy time of the year, which is fair enough. And you have to think maybe somebody missed it. You know, it could be somebody missed it. I don't know. But when I spoke to this particular boiler company and spoke to the lady at the reception, she was really friendly and really nice and rung me back and all sorts of things. So, yeah, hopefully today we'll get a quote, find out how much it's going to be. I'll let you know how much it's going to be. So I'm looking, well, I don't know, possibly about $3,000. Might be $3,500, something. I don't know. Got no idea. And then hopefully I'll get the boiler sorted out just in time for the weather to go back to sort of relatively normal. I do feel cold this morning. My feet are really cold. I got up this morning, obviously no heating on in anywhere. And when I walked downstairs, and then I had my breakfast and it was cold. And then I went back upstairs and it was cold. And then I had a shower. And obviously I've got to get undressed in the bathroom, which is cold. And I was sort of thinking, oh, I don't want to get in the shower because I'm cold. And then I got in the shower and I thought, I don't want to get out of the shower because I'm cold. But I did, obviously, otherwise I'd still be there. My hands are super, super dry. I need to get some decent hand cream. Never seen anything like scaly. Maybe I've got some in my bag. I need to start putting some on. I'm getting like little cuts on my hands. That's awful. I've never really had dry hands before, but they are really dry at the moment. Oh dear. I'll be like one of those women who's got quite a young face and gnarly old hands. I'd start wearing gloves. Mind you, I've got a gnarly old face at the moment. Oh, well, just be great for your ear. I am. I am very grateful I'm here. Now, we're going to kick off the show with some music. What should I play? Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm in the mood for. Sometimes I look at this and sometimes it brings up a song that I've not seen before because I kind of mix, you know, mix in stuff. I don't know. I fancy... Oh, I tell you what I fancy. Yes. I'm going to start off a little bit soulful. Got to start off with this one. This is George Michael, Mary J. Blige with As. Oh, yeah. Get in contact, radio at phoenixfm.com, but find me on socials, Eat My Brunch, send me a voice note, send me a message.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as ain't no love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Okay. living life in your own way. Though it might be working out today, it might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever.
If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
We had the 1975 with The City, and that was Busted with One of These Days. Just coming up to 10:17 on Phoenix FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch.
Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
say three, just to be different naturally.
Now, I had some more vegetarian stuff yesterday, or vegan. I say vegan, but it had yoghurt, so it's not, it's vegetarian. I've managed to find in the freezer, because I've got, you know, when you go in your freezer, you're like, what, how long has that been in there? Is it safe to eat? I'm always doing that. But I've also put in a lot of bread and bread rolls and wraps as well, and Greek sort of style wraps, which are kind of like a pita, but they're flat and you can wrap them up. I'm not sure what they're called, but they're really lovely. And yesterday I thought, I won't have a pita bread, I'll have one of these Greek kind of wrap things, which are a little bit thicker. First of all, I tried to cut it in half and then realised you can't. It basically folded over. So I had some more of those roasted vegetables, which I had for lunch. And what I did, it's really phenomenal. I feel really proud of myself and pleased with myself. I found a really cheap option. I mean, I can't keep eating all the time because I get bored, but the thing is, roasting vegetables in the oven, and you probably do this yourselves, it's cheap and you can add different flavors. Then you can make them into soups, or you can add them into, like, you know, nice and hot in a pita bread or something. And because it's got a lot of flavor with the harissa paste, you can use other stuff as well. It kind of feels really, and mushrooms, I know a lot of people don't like mushrooms, but if they're cooked like that, they become they're still quite meaty. Anyway, so I was just trying, not because I'm trying to cut down too much on meat, I'm just trying to save a bit of money. And so this morning, yesterday, I bought some farm shop sausages. So I had one for lunch, no, one for dinner, with my mixed in with some of the vegetables. And it was really nice. I enjoyed it. But it's a good way to get veggies without thinking you've got to eat a plate full of vegetables. You know what I mean? Sometimes you'll be thinking, oh, I don't fancy that. But when they're all sort of like chopped up together, it makes it easier. So I think with the rest of the veggies, I think I might try and make a soup a bit later on. I just might make a really nice soup that I can have over a couple of days. And then I'll buy some more veggies next week. But I'm really pleased. Got a lot of veggies. Not so much on the fruit side yet. And also, yesterday I had no meat. Today, did I have meat yesterday? Yes, I had a sausage. One sausage. That's all I had. And then today I've had a sausage because I cooked two of them and I warmed the other one up in the oven. I thought I'd just tell you that. I don't like eating a lot of sausages, though, but these are from the farm shop, so I believe they're okay. I'm looking at the moment at bins. They are the bane of my life. Unfortunately, where I am, I'm in a close, and what happens is people tend to put their bins outside, and they haven't collected, or they're a bit late collecting. Well, they didn't collect when they should have done last week, so just missed it. So people just leave the bins out there. I think I'm going to have to put a note through people's doors and just say, can you just not do that? It's rubbish. And also, I think in Thurrock, we're getting a food bin on its own. A food bin. That's another bin they want to do. I don't know what you've got here. I know you had the bags here, which are then people saying they blew down the road somewhere. I don't know if you've still got those recycling bags. Yeah, we've got three bins, and I think they want to give us a fourth bin, which is for food waste, which you put all your food scraps in. I ain't doing that. Who wants a rat? You end up with massive rats around the bins. No way. Unless it goes in a bag or something, and it's really sealed. But otherwise, you can have, like, rats slipping about. Ugh, makes me feel, ugh, I don't know. How you go? I don't know. I'll have a look. I mean, but you know, I think Thurrock Council is, I think it's bankrupt, isn't it? There's missing. Didn't we invest in some sort of solar power or something? Yeah. Wonder what happens if anyone gets into trouble. You know, if I worked in an office, okay, and I went over budget ever so slightly with something, my boss would have, like, literally ripped me to pieces, and with good reason. If you said, like, I think this is going to cost 100 quid, and it was, you know, 5 million, it'd sack you. Goodbye. You're done. I don't understand how it works. I don't understand if you can invest so much, all money in one thing, all goes terribly wrong. Is anybody held to account? I don't know. I don't know. Thurrock is bankrupt, isn't it? It's bankrupt. Let me just have a look. Thurrock Council bankrupt. Let's have a look. It gambled millions on risky investments. There we go. And how much was it? How many millions did they do? Do we not want to see what that is? Thurrock Council declared effective bankruptcy in December after running up £500 million. Pardon? Deficit. Which is thought to be the largest in local government history, triggered by a series of financial speculations funded by a £1.5 billion borrowing spree turned sour. Wow. Wow. Well, don't you glad you don't live in Thurrock. Coming up next, I should be talking to Carlos and Amelia, hopefully next week. This is Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose with Distance. Loving this.
Bring it back tonight, cause I caught you mine. Something happens in the sky. Bring it back tonight, cause I caught you mine. I know every lie. I've been on this path to you. Don't know how we fall in the past, but I've been on my own for so long. This time I want us on the table. I've had a little change in my mind.
enjoying that one.
Round I go back, Jack, do it again.
Oh, yeah. My feet are like ice. Sorry, they are. I've got them sort of. I've got them hovering in the air at the moment. So that sounds quite fit. I'm trying to put them on the base of this chair because it's like a swivel chair. So there's little prongs. I'm trying to instead of putting them on the floor. Because the floor's concrete, so it just goes up through my feet and into my legs and into my bones. I'm feeling cold. But the weather is going to change. The weather is going to change. Please, please let the weather change. So, yeah, most have been talking about food and weather. I just can't help it. I wonder what's... everyone's talking about Kate being in hospital, Catherine. I wonder... Everyone's wondering what she's having done. But she's going to be in there, apparently, for 2 weeks. So it must be quite a... quite a serious operation. The point is, there's been loads of stuff. I was reading some Twitter accounts, and then you've got some things on the Daily Mail, and some people are saying, you know, a bit of respect, she's gone into hospital, blah, 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 blah. And other people are saying, well, she's not going to get the same hospital experience as you and I would get. And I wouldn't expect her to... because she's going to be queen one day. I know that. I mean, if you're not, I am, you know, I love the royal family. I love the queen. I thought she was amazing. And I can't wait for William and Kate to be the new king and queen. I think they'll be amazing. And, you know, but yeah, I just think that do we need to know all the details? Well, I suppose we just nosy, aren't we? We are. But we will find out. But there's people saying, well, she's not going to get... People have been putting up pictures of their hospital food and going, she's not going to be served that omelette or this bit. You know, some of the hospital food pictures are just awful. But, you know, it's just the way it is, isn't it? You know, just the way it is. What can you do? What can you do? A nice picture of me, Marie Helvin, who was David Bailey's wife. She's 71. She looks amazing. She looks amazing. I don't know what they... I don't know. They must do all these... I don't know, sort of special diets. And also they've got a lot of, you know, allegedly you can have a lot of surgery and things. Kanye West is in the papers as well. Shocked, $850,000 titanium dentures after getting his teeth removed. I don't believe he did. No, he's not silly. The dentures are more expensive than diamonds. Yeah, that's fine. But he looks like an idiot. I mean, come on. No, I think they might just be a grill. He wouldn't have had his teeth. I don't think he would have had his teeth taken out. Because that just would be ridiculous, you know. His wife looks so much like Kim Kardashian. She really does, doesn't she? But he just look. It doesn't look. It just. He looks like, you know. Remember Jaws from the film, from the James Bond film. He looks like the teeth like that. Sometimes I just think, you know, people have got more money than sense, really. $850,000 for teeth. I mean, the thing is, he's put a close up of himself. He's had all his teeth removed and replaced with titanium dentures. No, he's not. I reckon his real teeth must be underneath. I think so. Yeah, because he's got great teeth and a wonderful smile. You wouldn't do that deliberately to yourself, would you? $850,000 on dentures. No, no. That can't be. No, it's got to be just a bit of, you know, get a bit of publicity. Can't be right. Here's my favourite song at the moment, Jungkook with Usher. Everybody's doing this dance online. Well, I'm not, but anyway, this is Standing Next to You.
Screaming at the like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. No, for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, saying things vibes, yeah. It's when we're too ready to leave behind. All night, screaming, I'll testify that's loving. Screaming, I'll testify.
Right here. You feel it?
Ghost.
We rolling yet?
Ghost.
Check out this video though, it is ever so good.
Ghost.
Jungkook with Usher. They've broken down the dance moves on TikTok for people to have a go, which is really funny because they do a top half of what they're doing and then somebody next to them does the bottom half. So you've got to try and match up the top and the bottom. But it's good when they break things down because they break them down really slowly and you just see how complicated the dance moves are. I think because we all watch like Strictly, well, I used to watch Strictly Come Dancing. In your head, you think, I could do that. I could do that. Yeah, I could do a tango. I'm sure I can't do it at all. It's like you've got no... It's really weird because we can all probably have a little... You know, if you were out, maybe you'd have a dance or something from side to side. And when you were younger, you probably did a bit more energetic. But it's just very odd when you see them dancing and you've got... Because when they're doing waltzes and stuff, they're going back... You're going... A woman would be going backwards, wouldn't she? Because the man would lead and it's all... And also, I don't think they're on the beat when they're dancing sometimes. And I don't understand how that... I'd never be able to do that. I love watching all their beautiful dresses and, you know, I haven't really watched the programme for... I see a little snippet on YouTube because I wanted to watch a little few of the dances that Jade Goody's son did. Yeah, that would be lovely to be able to dance like that. But, like, dance really well, not like the celebrities. I mean, some of them are really good, but, you know, to be able to dance professionally, they're just... I love the Argentine tango is my favourite. Yeah, I sit there eating a bag of chips watching that.
Phoenix FM travel news.
On the sofa. Right, let's look at the traffic and the travel. Brook Street roundabout is fine. Wilson's Corner is fine as well. Heading up the A12 towards Chelmsford, you've got a nice clear run. And if you're heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, again, nice and clear. There were some temporary traffic lights along the High Street, A102 and 3, but that looks like they've cleared. If they've not, do let me know. Heading up towards the M11, you don't have any issues there. So can't see any problems on the roads at the moment. More traffic and travel in an hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Phoenix FM.
The sunlight is warm and infects me. It shines on my bedroom and highlights your perfume. The air is as fresh as the sea breeze, revolving around me like a Ferris wheel. And I've got this collection.
The brand new one from Stereo Club, that's called Sweet Life, and it's taken from their EP called Sweet Life. They've got some fantastic reviews from all over. Fantastic band. First had them on the show, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago, actually. Really good. Check them out, Stereo Club. If you like any of the music that I play, it's all listed on the Eat My Brunch radio show page on Facebook and Instagram as well. And you'll find me across socials at TikTok, Instagram and Facebook at Michelle Ward Music as well. So you can check out all my socials. I do like to post different things on different social media. But on my Facebook page, Miss Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch, you'll find all the links to all the bands that I play on the show. And if you like them, all you need to do is click on their name and then like their pages. Here's Kylie. Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Yeah. Sailing up the edge of Joe Bailey on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe.
I love that. I love that, Joe. She's brilliant. And she's our Drive Time presenter. Her guest today is Michelle Spencer, talking about mindfulness and well-being. And before that, you've got Siobhan Copeland. She's here with 123. And she's going to be chatting to therapist Cherise Cook. So plenty of help this afternoon on Phoenix FM. Let's go
on
to the news.
Hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.